It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy Breeze. We're looking at a high of 33.4 today. Now, if you missed the show yesterday, we had a little segment called There I Said It, which we actually just finished up with.
Mm-hmm.
Breezy had a hot take. She said anybody who's missing a hubcap is total white trash. Well, turns out Breezy's missing a hubcap.
Yeah, and I felt that it was appropriate for me to have that take because I am missing a hubcap right now, so...
You gotta
call it out where you see it, you know what I mean? Yeah. If you see it right in your own backyard, then there you go.
You're white trash.
Literally. So I was up in arms about it, and I was gonna call you, but I was like, I'll just wait till the air. Just wait till the show.
Okay.
So I'm on my way home yesterday after that fiery hot take, and...
The other hubcap comes off.
Wait. So I'm on my way home yesterday, and I pull into my neighborhood... And I look at the crosswalk, and on the little button that you press to cross the street, is a hubcap hanging there. And I go, no freaking way.
Hanging?
Yeah. They like placed it up because it was like probably in the road or like somewhere. So they placed it like on the little button, a hubcap.
I see. Yeah.
And I go, oh my God, that's my hubcap.
It matches your car.
I was like, oh my God, that is literally my hubcap. What are the chances? Like, what a saving grace. So I'm like, oh my God, this Monday just got so much better. Like, I'm so excited. So I run over.
You park the car, you run over.
I park the car in the middle of the street, cause it's a 6-car pileup, run over. I took a video of all of this. I'm posting it on our Instagram after this. I grab the hubcap. I'm so excited, so excited, so excited. I pull into my apartment complex.
You know for a fact this is your hubcap.
Just wait, bro. So I pull into my apartment complex and I'm like, okay, I'll just like run upstairs super quick, come downstairs, try and get the hubcap on. But like, you know, it's a difficult task. You need like a hammer and a wrench and all that stuff. So I see the plow guy plowing the parking lot. And I'm like, oh, all these spots are empty. And I was like, well, I'm not going to park in a spot if he's like trying to plow. You know what I mean? I'm going to park over here, like not in a spot. So he has a moment to just like plow and I can move my car.
Probably the most considerate thing you've ever done.
Me thinking of others.
Just selfless.
So selfless. So I run upstairs. I was upstairs for maybe like half an hour. Nothing crazy. And I knew I was leaving right away. I come back downstairs.
He plowed you in.
To a notice on my car saying it's getting towed. Notice on my car saying, warning, your car is parked illegally. Your license plate number has been recorded and the tow truck's on its way. So it's not just like, oh, a little like
thing. They're trying to scare
you. It's not like a little thing in the windshield. No, they put a massive sticker on my driver's side window.
Who put that sticker there?
The maintenance crew.
Okay, so maintenance was plowing the parking.
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm flipping out. Flipping out. I was like, are you kidding me? Like, I'm trying to be so considerate. And then you go and do that. And then you put a sticker probably the
covered
size.
The windshield.
Probably the size of this tissue box. Okay?
Okay.
I go to take it off. Residue all over my car.
Oh, they actually stuck it on the windshield.
Fully.
Oh, that
full
would
sticker.
Piss me off.
Full sticker. Full TJ Maxx sticker
that
is on my windshield.
Yeah, that every candle you've ever purchased at Marshall's, that sticker ain't coming off. That's on Breezy's windshield.
I'm like, so now I'm missing a hubcap. I have window sticker art. Like, I have 6 children in the back of my sedan.
Who did you confront after that?
Oh, I called management. I said, what is happening here? First of all, I was doing you a favor and your plow guys a favor by not parking. I go back out, didn't plow. They didn't do anything they needed to do. I'm like, not the one brain cell fighting for its life. So I'm calling, freaking out. And I was like, also, I would suggest maybe just getting little tags instead of full-fledged stickers because I need someone to come out and chisel this off my window because it's ruined.
That's aggressive.
So I'm flipping out. So I'm like, you know what, though? It's okay because I have my hubcap and like it's going to be fine. I go to put it on. Doesn't fit. It's not my hubcap at
all. It's not your
hubcap. I took some random person's hubcap off the side of the road. So I'm like, how am I?
Did it not have the Nissan emblem on the actual?
Mine don't because I got new ones because mine were all scratched up. So I got brand new ones to make it all look fresh. Doesn't matter now because all of them are missing. 3 out of 4 are missing. So then I was like, how can I make this day better? My girlfriend texted me. She's like, I forgot my lunch. I'm super annoyed. I'm like, I'll go grab her lunch and bring it to work. Like,
sure.
Girlfriend of the year, of course. I'm driving in Henrietta. I hit a pothole the size of literally China. My other hubcap goes flying.
Come on.
So now
you're
I'm
lying.
Down two hubcaps.
You're lying.
No, I'm not.
You lost another hubcap yesterday?
I have two hubcaps missing and window sticker art in the back.
You are like, total white trash.
Garbage.
You're trash.
Garbage.
You won't see me get in your car.
No, I won't even get in my car. No, I won't. No, I refuse.
Hey,
I,
if anybody wants a free Nissan Sentra, come to 70 Commercial Street.
Disgusting. Don't even say that because they will. They literally will. Let me get my stuff out of it first. It's too much.
Is anybody interested in a mini fridge with wheels?
It's too much.
Breezy, so let me get this straight. You had a day from hell yesterday.
The most Monday of them all.
That's got to be the most Monday of all Mondays.
And then I was like, I had to bring my brother's car to the airport. And it was horrible out last night. The roads were terrible. And I was like, well, I'm in an SUV as like a Honda CRV. I was like, this is going to be great in the snow. Horrible in the snow. Literally fishtailed four times, almost totaled at seven. So everything's fine.
That's why I'm easy.
Yeah. I swear to God, if one more thing happened to me yesterday, I probably wouldn't have been here this morning. Just saying.
You would have ended it.
Period. It was rough. But don't you worry. I'm for the people, and I have an entire video montage of the entire day. So that'll be up on our Instagram right now. At 90 at PXY Rochester.
Yeah, don't end it. I have no interest in doing the show with Scott and Sandy again.
No, that'd be tough. Fully.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY. Wesley